Flag officers, Commodore Dhanoa, commanding officer, Valsura, all the officers and delegates who have knitted in, members and speakers from the academia and industry, and AI workshop, a very good morning. It is indeed a great pleasure for me to be here to inaugurate the fourth edition of this three-day workshop of artificial intelligence. I think this workshop over the last few years has evolved into a potent platform for synergizing efforts of academia, industry, and the armed forces towards leveraging the prowess of this niche technology in our country with the ultimate objective to chart our course of action in this domain and make tangible progress. Artificial intelligence is fast becoming all pervasive in our day-to-day lives, with the ability to become a force multiplier across a multitude of sectors applicable to both commercial and military use, which we will be discussing in this workshop. The global patent filings on artificial intelligence have recorded the highest average annual growth rate of 28% in the first quarter of 2022 itself, reflecting it as the most prolific technology in the world today. As the technology progressively matures and proliferates through various domains, with a number of use cases emerging across the globe, it is clearly evident that AI would considerably shape the future and character of armed conflict and accelerate military capabilities and operational efficiency in leaps and bounds. As our country continues to grow in stature and aims to cement its position as the net security provider in the Indian Ocean region, commensurate enhancement in defense capability and capacity propelled by modernization is integral towards meeting both traditional and non-traditional security challenges. Therefore, AI being a formidable instrument for strengthening defense capabilities and providing military superiority, the Government of India has taken forward recommendations of the AI Task Force of 2018 with setting up of the Defense Artificial Intelligence Council and the Defense AI Project Agency, with the ultimate objective of creating an ecosystem to facilitate adoption of dual military and civil use AI technologies. It would be pertinent also to assess the capability of India in this field overall commercially, and I refer to the CSET report of May 22, which says that India leads the world in three areas of AI research, which include pattern recognition, computer vision, and machine learning. And 26% of India's AI growth, AI-related research pertains to pattern recognition, while the global figure for any country is only about 10 to 12%. So these are areas of strength that we need to develop on and take forward so that we maximize the benefits. The Indian Navy itself has embarked on a journey of adopting AI, and as Commodore Dhanoa said, is chairing key initiatives for tactical and strategic applications of AI in various fields, including operations. These encompass projects on autonomous systems, language translation, predictive maintenance, inventory management, text mining, perimeter security, maritime domain awareness, and situational awareness and decision making. These initiatives have been underpinned by establishment of what we just heard, the AI Core Committee and the Center of Excellence at Valsura for AI training and the incubation of projects. Further, we have got the Incubation Center for Artificial Intelligence in the maritime domain, which is being set up at the NTG, that is the Naval Technical Group at Bangalore. There is a understandable excitement regarding AI in the Navy and in the defense services. I'll stick to that. But I will take some time today to give my thoughts on where we are headed and what I have seen in the past few years in my own reading and understanding. Honestly speaking, I am a bit concerned in our approach to AI. If I were to identify the building blocks of AI implementation, there would be AI expertise in ML, deep learning. Next would be the computing power, the hardware, data management, and the most important to my mind is identification of implementable use cases. While we have focused considerably on developing AI expertise and facilities, a lot more expertise is required to be trained. Although we generally know the way ahead, people are already doing courses, we are interacting through workshops like this to create the capability to implement AI when the need exists. Similarly, the setting up of the incubation center is a step towards enhancing the infrastructure and organization to achieve AI usability. However, it is my firm belief that AI expertise and AI infrastructure itself can do little to give us this expertise in the field. It is the other two building blocks, that is data management and use cases, that will drive the AI revolution in the Indian Armed Forces. I will cover them one by one. Coming first to data management. I know it is a cliche today to say that data is the new oil, but I will repeat it, that data is a new oil, but with a large difference and some similarities. The similarities are numerous and there are substantial differences that we need to take care of. The similarities are that data, like oil, needs a lot of cleaning or fractioning before it is made usable. Data, like oil, needs steady pipelines, conduits to ensure that data reaches the data field to the data storage tank. Also, the data has to be clearly sanitized, labeled, tagged, and kept in the correct format for use today and in the future. But more importantly, and here data is different from petroleum, is that it evaporates if I do not capture the data today. And then I will not have this data for use in the future. I am therefore forfeiting my capability of implementing AI if I do not capture the data as of today. Now, today we do not have a centralized method of data capture, labeling, and storage. It is being done in small packets. There are centers which are small packets of information are being labeled and put in places, but they're all distributed. There is no centralized pipelines and conduit for virtually every perceivable use case, so that a steady flow of data is available for what we can perceive today and what we may need a decade later. This cannot just be a project-based approach. We cannot pick up a use case and then start collecting data. The data usage has captured, to my mind, has to be all pervasive, already everywhere. Anything which is of likely use to us has to be captured. I will look at its application and its implementation and algorithmic usage subsequently. So this is an aspect that one of the first things that I wanted to highlight is our focus on management of data, which is a central part of whatever we do in AI. The next building block that you spoke of, and I think is the most critical, is the use case factory. In my generation, we have heard of a lot of applications of AI, whether it be picture recognition, pattern recognition, ML, data mining, NLP, etc. But these are all premised if I have a use case which is usable and implementable. And these use cases have to be achieved by the AI developer, data manager, and the user. This is a big area where we may have all the skills in AI, we may have the data, but unless I am getting the correct use cases, or they are written in the correct format and in the correct places, my implementation and therefore my satisfaction level on whatever I am doing on AI becomes very iffy. In my mind, this is the weakest area in the Navy, at least, which needs a massive push. While everybody wants AI, we are substantially short of AI use cases. We really don't know especially in op-related cases. The limited op-related use cases, to my understanding, that we are pursuing today are largely relational database applications with little supervised or unsupervised learning involved in them. So we're just making it digital or doing relational database matching at best. We need to move on from there. A lot more understanding needs to be developed. This is, to my mind, an area of grave concern. That is because we have not identified the prioritized use cases, and the entire AI train, to my mind, becomes engineless or moves around like a headless chicken with a lot of locomotion, but there is little end result in what we are trying to achieve. I leave you all with this thought, and I'm sure that we will find ways to find opportunities and ways to create this use case factory and the data management environment. I think that is a major focus. The AI application and the theme of the AI workshop is extremely valid and potent. But to my mind, to get there, to even achieve a part of that, these two building blocks are extremely critical. I must compliment the team at Valsura for clearly, carefully choosing the theme and bringing together the practitioners of AI all across from various fields of the academia, industry, and government. And I hope a very valuable exchange of ideas and inputs takes place over the next 3 days. I would also like to extend a very special thanks to all the experts from the industry and the academia who have consented to share their experiences and thoughts during this workshop. Like the CEO said, a large number of papers have been received as input to this workshop, and a large number of delegates have netted in 500 plus. So that's an extremely positive and encouraging step. And I think we are on the right path if we focus ourselves slightly in the right direction and make sure that we set out to achieve what we can in the short term, capture data for what we want in the long term, and manage it and label it diligently. I mean, that is the word that comes to my mind. I think that would be the baseline of our future in AI. Thank you so much. Shanno Varuna, Jai Hind, and wish you all the very best. Thank you.